السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة، إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us a beautiful opportunity of gathering in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this Mubarak occasion of Jumu'ah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala makes it such that we see many, many more days of Jumu'ah with afiyat. Allah ta'ala make it such that we are able to appreciate this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows the last day of our earthly life to be this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Today I wish to speak about something that is very common, very simple, but yet it affects many, many people, especially in their marital lives. And this is the relationship between husband and wife, and wife and husband. So relationship between spouses, but because this is a Jummah platform, and we're speaking to men, so primarily we'll be discussing how we should be interacting with our wives, how we should be treating our wives. Are they some commodity? Are they some personality that we just take for granted that they are there and they'll always be there, and we should just assume that whatever khidmat they're doing, whatever service they're giving, this is something that will continue and doesn't need appreciation from our side? Is that our attitude, or is our attitude supposed to be like the style and the way of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So we'll start off with an incident, famous incident, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had received nubuwwat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had his first encounter with Jibreel alayhi salam, and this frightened Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And because of this experience that he went through, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very frightened. So he comes to Hazrat, first person he comes to is Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah ta'ala has made it such that the spouse, the wife, is a means of comfort. This ayat which I have read in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains from His manifest signs, Allah ta'ala has created from you spouses litaskunu ilayha, so that you can take some solace, you can take some comfort. Allah has made it such that a woman provides a lot of comfort for a husband, and like that a husband for the wife. And the only time this is really appreciated is when one spouse is gone. One spouse passes away, a man loses his wife, and then he realizes that she was like this. Innaha lakadha wakadha. She was like that. Lakanat wakanat. My wife was like this. And he starts expounding about the beauty of his wife. But the only time he makes qadr of that wife is when that wife is not there. So therefore, this is the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the first person Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to is to take comfort was from who? His wife, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He says, zammiluni, zammiluni. Cover me up, cover me up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was shaken up by this first experience that he had. So Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she gives Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam some comfort, some solace. And she tells him, "For wallahi, la yukhzika Allahu abada. Allah will never ever disgrace you. Allah will, in other words, Allah Ta'ala won't leave you. Allah Ta'ala will be there for you. Allah won't disgrace you. Allah is there for you." And then she goes on to explain, "Innaka latasilur rahim. You are such a man that you join family ties." In other words, she appreciated the husband. Now this is what a true marriage is, where the wife appreciates the husband appreciates the wife. That innaka latasilur rahim, you are a man that joins family ties. Watasduqul hadith, you are a very honest person. You have the quality of honesty in you. The next thing she says, watahmilul kal, you earn for those people that are unable to earn their livelihood. People that are battling, people that are not coming out, people that are finding it hard for whatever reason, they may not have the physical ability. You go and you earn and you help these type of people. This is a very great quality to have. sometimes in our businesses, sometimes in our families, we have people that don't have the mental ability, they don't have the physical ability to earn. And what happens, very often these people are just left. They must collect some zakat hamper from here, some zakat hamper from there. And other family members have got plenty. They're going for umrah upon umrah. And they're going for holiday upon holiday, and they're changing their vehicles, and they're upgrading their homes. But in their own family, there are people that are battling. So this was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that didn't have means to earn livelihood, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will earn for them. And this is something that we should also take pride if we follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The next thing she said, وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ, you honor your guests. Whoever is your guest, you honor your guests. This is a very great quality to have, to honor our guests. Inshallah, at another Jummah occasion, we'll expound more in these qualities. We can't do justice in one Jummah program for this. وَتُعِينُ عَلَىٰ نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ, whenever there is any type of calamity that strikes people, you are the first. You are there to help. You are there to assist. You are there to help. This is also a very great quality. Allah Ta'ala reward these people. Sometimes you find when there's a mayyit, there are some people that are there first to come and help at the home. Or sometimes if somebody has some type of robbery or some type of difficulty, then you'll get there are some people in the community who are there first to help. Whether it is a looting time, or whether there is drought, or whether there is some type of shortage in the community, there are some people that put themselves forward. This was also the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When there was a calamity, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there to assist. So she starts praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this is the quality that we should have. First is appreciation. Appreciate the spouses, appreciate that wife that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Some of the Muridin, the disciples of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi, would come and tell him, Hazrat, you're speaking so much about the rights of the wife, that the wives, our wives have now become our sheikh and we have become the murids. In other words, whatever they tell us now, we have to listen. You made it such that we have to put them on such a high pedestal. So Maulana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi replied, by make shukr that woman is protecting your iman. You'll pay so much, but today people pay so much for people to protect their lives. Bodyguards, and sometimes people move around with physical security and bodyguards, etc. Security companies, we pay so much. Alarm systems, we pay for so much. Security, we're paying for so much. How much should we value that person that is protecting our iman? If a man didn't have his wife, his mind would continuously be moving all over. Today is this one, tomorrow is another one, another one. Allah knows before he knows it also that iman is already gone from him. So this woman is protecting your iman. Make shukr for that. And he had such consideration, which is an important recipe in a marriage. Consideration is a very important recipe, that even the cat of his wife, he would refer to this cat as Dulhan Ki Billi, that this is the bride's cat. After many years of marriage, he's still addressing his wife as who? As the bride. Now how many of us can do this? As a man is getting older, now his tongue becomes looser, especially with the wife, and sometimes with the staff, and sometimes with the friends. The tongue becomes looser. But we should have more control. You got man on one side and you got age on one side. As age is growing, you must join the two. You must be able to manage the situation. In other words, whatever the situation is, manage it. A man is not supposed to be losing himself, screaming. This is not the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in one hadith, she explains that on one night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had left, and she described in detail how he had left. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's style is, if he'd come into a home and it was at the time when the people in the home would be sleeping or possibly sleeping, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would make salam in such a tone that the person that is awake will hear it and the person that is sleeping won't get disturbed also. Even the tone of his voice he was very particular about. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam would make miswak. He would be particular that he has no body odor on him. In other words, this wife that I'm going to, I mustn't cause her any type of taklif and any type of difficulty. This is from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So anyway, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she describes how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that night left. So she explains that thumman ta'ala ruwaydan, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam put on his shoes very quietly, very courteously, with a lot of consideration, he put on his shoes. Wa akhadha rida'ahu ruwaydan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam put on his garment very, very quietly. Now this is something we don't think of. We've got to take out something from the cupboard, we take it out, we bang it. We don't care that wife might be sleeping, other people in the home may be sleeping. We just put the lights on, we're not interested that the wife might be disturbed. But look at the courtesy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she goes on to say, ثُمَّ فَتَحَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدًا, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the door very gently. gently. In other words, even the door opening mustn't disturb. As in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَخَرَجَ وَجَافَهُ رُوَيْدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ left gently and he closed the door very, very gently. In other words, not to even disturb the sleep of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, on one occasion, it was the Battle of Badr. And after the Battle of Badr, the prisoners that were gathered, the prisoners of war from the Kufar, from the side of the Quraysh, they were all were gathered and Mashura was made, what must we do with these prisoners? So anyway, the decision was taken that ransom must be given. In other words, each prisoner now must give something for his freedom. So like that, each prisoner arranged for some type of asset, some type of payment, so that they could get their freedom. The son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his name was Abu al-As ibn Rabi'. Later on, he accepted Islam. But at that time, he was from amongst the Kuffar, the Quraysh. At that time, he was not a Muslim. So he had received from the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the necklace of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha from Makkah. She was still staying in Makkah at that time. So he had received the necklace. And when he seen this necklace of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha who had passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam started tearing. Why? Because he remembered that woman that gave him such support. That this is what Allah ta'ala has made a woman there for a man, for support, for comfort. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةُ وَرَحْمَةُ Allah ta'ala has made between you spouses love and mercy. And as the person is younger, you'll find the level of love, so to speak, is more. And as the person gets older and older, the level of mercy, the level of compassion between the two should be increasing. I was explaining Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi before we continue, that he would be so courteous about his family, that if this cat, which I referred to as Dulhan Ki Billi, that this is the cat of the bridegroom, of the bride. If that cat happened to be sleeping on the bed, sometimes you find a cat comes on the bed and sleeps, especially the domesticated cats. So when, if the cat was sleeping in his place on the bed, he wouldn't even disturb the cat, he'll go and sleep somewhere else. So much of consideration for the cat in the home. Hazrat Muhammad Ahmad Rifai Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzruk of his time, It is reported about him that he personally heard the jawab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from the Qabr, etc. And many people witnessed this, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam greeting him. Anyway, one of the qualities explained about him was he was extremely courteous even with animals. On one occasion on his shawl, it was an expensive shawl, his cat was sleeping on the shawl. And now he needed that shawl, he needed to wear it to go out. So what did he do? He didn't wake up the cat. He cut that shawl around the cat and took that other part. Later on, I can always mend it. I can always sew it. But I don't want to disturb the sleep of this cat also. Now this is when a person has got consideration. So a person must expect, anticipate some problems from the wife. Everything is not going to be perfect. Marriage is not a bed of roses. There is going to be, at times, it's going to be about yelling and it's going to be sound. One person mentioned very nicely. And we must expect things to happen like this. He says, my wife, all the time she's giving me sound advice. Sound advice, 90% sound and 10% advice. In other words, you must expect that yelling and expect that noise. Allah Ta'ala has made her like that. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he explains in a very jovial way, if I may say it. And he uses these words. So sometimes when you use these words, it hits the mind a little bit easier. So he said, Allah has made woman naqisatul aql. So he describes and he explains it like this. Allah has made a woman two bob short. And if you want to take full change, then you are two bob short. In other words, you expecting her to give 100%, everything must be as you want it, then you must be two bob short. In other words, Allah has made her like that. Let her be like that. Her beauty lies in her crookedness. And you don't expect her to be straight. If she was straight, then she would be the man. She would be going out all the time. And if a man has to just try staying in the home, like how a woman stays in the home, that man will go mad. So Allah has made these qualities in a woman. The next thing that we should be very, very careful about and be considerate about is that we must bring two things in our lives. For a marriage to last, bring two things. In every nikah, khutbah, what we hear, we start off, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhannasu taqoo rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي Starting off with taqwa. The ayat is ending off with taqwa. The next ayat also is taqwa. Now we must be thinking, normally the groom and he's sitting there for the nikah bayan. The only thing he's waiting for is nakahtuha, qabiltuha, and on the way to her. That's all he wants to know. He's not listening to what the words of the khutbah are saying. The words are starting off with taqwa. Why so much taqwa? Because marriage is a relationship of behavioral patterns. And the only thing can govern behavioral patterns is no law of the country. Is no law of the qazi. It's taqwa. When a man has got taqwa, he'll have courtesy in him. When he's got taqwa in him, he'll have kindness in him. He'll think that this person that I've married is someone else's daughter. Like how I would like my daughter to be treated kindly, that how I would like my daughter to be treated with courtesy. I got someone else's daughter in my marriage, let me treat her like that. I'm prepared to overlook, I'm prepared to forgive and forget. Like how I will want on the day of Qiyamah, Allah must overlook my sins. Allah must forgive my sins and my sins must be forgotten. Let me forgive this bandi of Allah, this creation of Allah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He brings this in his life. So two things inshallah. There are many things that can be mentioned as far as bringing a happy marriage. But just two things in the words of Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayh. He says, taqwa or tawazu. Hamesha yad raho. Taqwa or tawazu. Have these two things and you will go very far. Not only in your marriage, but in life in general. Have the fear of Allah. That before you do anything, before you say anything, before you show any type of anger, have the fear of Allah. That this woman is a creation of Allah. She has left everything to come into my marriage. The least I can do is remain silent, remain quiet. There was a buzruk, I'll finish off. It's a bit of a humorous incident. But it has a very great lesson for us. So there was one person, he came to complain to this buzruk. He said, I got a problem, that I got a very sharp tongue. My tongue is such that when my wife tells me anything, straight away I'm ready to lash at her and scream at her and yell at her. I can't control myself. I just lose myself with my wife. What must I do? So the buzruk said, you see, I'll give you some, what we call parelu pani, some dumb water. I'll read and I'll blow on this water. But you must promise me you take it like I tell you. He said, Hazrat, I promise you, as you tell me to do it, I'm ready to do it. So the buzruk said, see, I'll give you this water. And every time your wife is yelling at you, or you're getting upset with your wife, take this water here that I'm giving you, and put it in your mouth, one mouthful. And you hold that water in your mouth. Don't spit that water out. This is parelu pani. I read on it and I blew on it. Don't spit that water out and don't swallow that water until your anger has completely subsided. He said, Hazrat, I'm ready for it because I can't control myself. So this man took that water, and every time that his wife had shouted at him, screamed at him, told him something, he put that one gulp of water in his mouth and he's holding it there. And now he's saying, Hazrat say, told me, na igalna, na ugalna, that I mustn't spit this thing out and I mustn't swallow this water. Now he's just keeping that water in his mouth, and his wife is looking at him and she thinks this man has lost it, he's gone mad too. She left him and she went away. After that everything subsided, and then he drank that water. And he came back to the buzruk, Hazrat, sab larai khatam hua. All the fighting has stopped in the house. He says, what happened? He says, you know what? When I put that water in my mouth, she's looking at me, she thinks I'm gone mad, she keep quiet. And now I can't say anything back to her because that water will come out, and you told me that water mustn't come out. So when everything is calm, then only I swallow the water, all the fights have stopped in the house. What was the recipe? It wasn't that water, it was the silence. That buzruk was teaching him that when your wife gets upset, you remain silent. And like that, when the husband gets upset, the woman must remain silent. The silence is golden, not for nothing. There's very great benefit in it. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man samata naja." That man who remains silent will be successful. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of appreciating our wives. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making our marriages such that it becomes jannat on earth. Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi would often say, he says that your marriage will become a means of being jannat on earth. And if you protect it, you look after it. And he would give one example. He says, either you must think, I'm either under the cascading rahmat of Allah by making my wife happy, obviously within the confines of Shariat, by not fighting and not bringing any type of aggression. We are under the rahmat of Allah, we're getting the jannat, we're getting the jannati flow in our homes. Or either we are under the anger of Allah Ta'ala by continuously fighting. The choice is ours. Very easy to keep the rahmat in the home, keep the peace in the home, keep the happiness in the home. Bring sunnah in the home. Bring the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the home. Keep these two things in mind. Taqwa or tawazu. Humility. Humility and having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.